TikTok and the courts, augmented wins and fails, and a glimmer of AI hope. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music TLDR in your ear, powered by too many open browser tabs. Unlimited Supply is brought to you by NoDisk, helping music technology and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's another Tech Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray. Before we dive deep into the tech, let's dive deep into the deep dive, that is, The Verge's deep dive, on ByteDance's options in the wake of last week's forced divestment legislation. The Verge has a lengthy article that gets pretty granular about the twin strategies of fighting the forced sale legislation in court at the same time as it looks for a potential buyer. The article implies that the court strategy may be an uphill fight, given that it goes directly to the DC circuit, which is generally reluctant to reverse congressional action when it's very popular, the way this legislation was. The DC circuit reportedly rules in favor of Congress 70% of the time. The other factor is that if ByteDance loses, there's only one more level to appeal to, and that's the U.S. Supreme Court. So it'll be tough for ByteDance to play four corners on this one, and you never know what you're going to get in the Supreme Court. Over at Platformer, Casey Newton has a broader take that handicaps the fight slightly more in ByteDance's favor in First Amendment terms. And while this is Tech Tuesday, it's impossible to ignore that Taylor Swift demonstrated a new level of chart domination last week. Billboard has a couple of articles detailing how dominant she was on their various charts last week. Now, 2.6 million album equivalent units in any given era is a pretty dominant performance, but to me the more interesting story is how it illustrates how lopsided consumption of music can be in any given week. It's not so much that everyone in the world is listening to Taylor, it's that the rest of the listener universe is so scattered that every single one of her tracks is in the Hot 100 above almost every other song from every other artist. Now, if you replace the commercial word scattered with the cultural word diverse, it's sort of a good thing. Fixed it for you. On to the tech. The big platform news last week was that Taylor went back to TikTok to support Tortured Poets Society and got a ton of consideration back from TikTok. Billie Eilish's new album is due May 17th, with tickets on sale for her fall tour today, and she'll be doubling down on a platform too. In this case, it's Snapchat, and Billie won't have to dodge her label or risk international political crisis to do that. On Friday, she dropped a new augmented reality lens on Snap that gave listeners the first sneak preview of a song called L'Amour de ma vie, and it prompted users to post reaction videos to the song. While we're on the subject of augmented reality and VR, maybe that guy I saw 2 weeks ago riding his motorized suitcase with an Apple Vision Pro on his noggin wasn't executing the flex he thought he was. The Verge has a story on the Apple Vision Pro and how it's now priced on eBay well below its $3,500 list price. This conjures 90s flashbacks to the Newton, which, for all you youngins, was Apple's first attempt at a personal digital assistant, which in turn was the precursor to the iPhone. It's just as clear to me that augmented reality is going to be a big part of our future, as it was to me in 1996 or so, that people were going to be carrying devices in their hands eventually. But there's a whole lot of product market fitting between the Newton phase and the iPhone phase, some of which is technological and some of which is behavioral. The Apple Vision Pro is not nearly as much of a brick as the Newton was, literally and figuratively, but it doesn't seem to have lit the fire of universal AR quite just yet. And yeah, suitcase dude, you looked ridiculous. Over in the world of AI, The Verge is reporting that OpenAI has reached a content licensing deal with the Financial Times. While news is not the same thing as music, it does suggest that deals using catalog as AI training sets in the music industry are not indeed a pipe dream. The deal with the Financial Times comes at the same time that the New York Times is suing OpenAI over alleged unauthorized use of New York Times content in its training set. So it's reasonable to expect that establishing licensing standards for music training sets is going to involve a mix of closed deals, extended negotiations, and lawsuits in the mix. The forward march of technology in music always involves these three things, and one other, the fourth musketeer, metadata. Do I see your eyes glazing over? Okay, let's move on. Moving back out of tech, yesterday Billboard released its international power players list, and congrats to the old friends, too many to single out here, who made it. While Billboard seems to be rolling out a new power players list every week, this one's a good one to check out, as international folks often fly below the radar until they cycle back into the US mothership to take charge of things. And with international markets exploding, they're more relevant than ever. So check out the Billboard International Power Players list. It's worth a look. And a little piece of housekeeping here at Unlimited Supply. We're going to be adding guests to the mix in the coming weeks. So if you've got a great new product or an axe to grind, I want to hear from you. Maybe we can chat about it on the show for a minute or two. Hit me up at lars@nodisc.com. Our song of the day is the latest from the LA band Millie. The song is called Drip from the Fountain, and it's streaming now on all platforms, so go check it out. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi, that's R-O-Y-F-I.com. If you want to get Unlimited Supply in your ear daily, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear, drop us a rating and a review on Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Music, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict usually means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.